99.5 QYK, Travis Daly here. BK from Florida Georgia Line now joining us. What's going on, man?
Tampa, what's good? It's BK.
What's happening, man?
What's good, man?
We were talking about you often last week as we were hoping that Mike Martin would finally get it in his final season.
Man, I was heartbroken. But, I mean, he made it to the College World Series. He's a legend. Yeah, definitely wanted to see him win it. If they were going to make it to the championship game, your boy was going to fly out to that game, no doubt, but that didn't happen. So
it's funny you say that because I went online to see if you had a show that day. I'm like, BK would never cancel a show, but this is the one time that he'd probably have to get creative so he could do both.
I wouldn't cancel a show, but I was just hoping we wouldn't have a show. I was going to go pick the parents up, you know, make a night of it, baby. Hey. Always next year. Mike Martin Jr. is the head coach now, so the legacy lives on, baby.
For those of you that don't know, although I'm sure everybody does, BK played for Mike Martin, baseball, the Seminoles. Did he ever give you any life advice or baseball advice that you still take with you today? Because he's a pretty wise dude.
Definitely, man. You know, he was a man of faith, and I think that showed through and shined through a lot. But also, man, he's a baseball coach, you know? And he's a father, and passionate, like super, like watching him hit the fungo back then and just, you know, not screaming, but kind of screaming, being passionate and showing his love for the game and respect for the game and just being in the moment. I think that's translated over into my life and everybody he's coached life, that passion, that desire and that, respect for the game, respect for himself. I definitely learned a lot from him. I knew he was a legend already when I was there, so there was just a lot of respect. And hey, I'm trying to be a sponge and soak everything up and learn from the man. And props to him on such an amazing run. Hall of Famer right there.
Let me play something from the album for those of you that don't have it. There's skits. BK, hold on for just a second. I want to play part of this. There are skits in between the songs that kind of sound like this.
What's up, y'all? It's BK. Can't come to the phone right now. Leave a message and I'll holler back.
Hi there, fellas. This is your brother JaVale again. Just want to call on you and talk to you a little bit, kind of give you a little bit of exciting news. You know, I just want to let you know I've been selected as chaplain this weekend for the NASCAR
race. A bunch of these in between segments.
And it just kind of made me think of y'all and the way BK's, you know, when he found the love of his life and the one he wanted, it was all gas, no brakes, you know, and just makes me really proud of the way he moved after it. And he wasn't no slowing down, you know. He just found what he wanted and he went and got it. So anyway, just wanted to let y'all know the big news.
All right, a couple things, BK. That has started this thing around our office that I thought was funny the first 2 weeks, but then after about the 500th time of people going, I'll talk on you later. All right, somebody had a thought of that. How did that come about?
Yeah, well, you know, Nugget is his nickname, and he would call Tyler and leave these funny voicemails with that voice and kind of with that character for years. And so he'd been doing it right around the recording process, and we were kind of done and, you know, kind of getting the songs how we wanted them in order. And we were kind of like, yo, let's have Brother JaVale come in and let's get creative with him to kind of intro these songs and kind of make up some stuff as we go. And he came in and crushed it. And so we just, man, it's just kind of showing our personality. You know, it's all about hard work, do good, give back 100%. But there's also a side of us that, you know, hey, you can't take yourself too seriously. We're fun. We try to be funny and just enjoy life, and we love good comedy, and that's what he brings to the table. So we just wanted to kind of show that. That's another piece of who we are, and yeah, just funny, man. Shoot.
You know what I like about this album, too, and this is kind of the case with all your albums. There's partying and drinking and fun songs, and then there's stuff like People Are Different, where I've seen a lot of comments on social media, and I know a couple of people that song means more to them than you'll probably ever know, man. So really diverse album.
Well, man, thank you. That really means a lot. We try to cover a big spectrum of just real life, and that's the good, bad, and the in-between, and the funny, and the ugly, and the sad, and the real, and that's country music, man.
Well, I like it. You have always wrapped up every interview we've ever done with some sort of words of wisdom that were sort of inspiring. I'll give you the last word.
Chase crazy dreams. You know, if anybody's out there, let's listen, and always chase your crazy dreams, because you never know what can happen, and those visions that you get and those ideas and those, you know, song titles or whatever, beer company name, you know, like those are gifts. You got to chase those down and work hard for them. And I'm a firm believer that we do create our own future. And so we're just grateful.
The Travis Daly Show on 99.5 QYK.